President Trump and others have often warned how the migrant caravans coming north out of Central America present a risk of radical Islamic terrorism. These warnings are laughed at and dismissed by those seeking to enable and support these caravans rather than looked at as warnings. They express caution. Instead, it's called things like racism against brown people, close quotes. My next guest is here to add facts and details to these warnings, which should compel an end to their dismissal, only being the editor of Front Page Magazine. He's also author of the book Jihad is Psychopath, How He is Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us. Jamie Glasshoff, thanks for being here today, sir.
It's fantastic to be here. Thank you.
FrontPageMag.com, Jamie Glasshoff, GlazoV.com. We have those links at our site as well. As I said, Jamie, the warnings have been frequent by the president and others, but are there factual details and activity in Central America by radical Islam that adds more credibility to these warnings?
Well, absolutely. And, the problem is, of course, is we're never going to see this in the establishment media, and that's why there's a problem connected to this. You're not going to see Don Lemon or Anderson Cooper or Rachel Maddow do some really serious investigative reporting and invite people like Robert Spencer and Daniel Greenfield to give the facts. But, you know, there's a big problem, Chris, a big problem. I mean, where do we even start? Before I even say a couple things, let's keep in mind, how many people did it take to perpetrate what happened at Fort Hood, at the Boston Marathon Massacre, in Orlando, in San Bernardino? Just overall, it only takes one or two people to inflict a lot of damage and kill a lot of people. So,
exactly.
Period. Or even right off the bat. And a lot of people, let's say, that taunt me sometimes on these shows, if I go on a leftist show, and they'll be like, oh, well, there was only three or four people that year or that month or whatever. I would always ask, if you were the parents of 8-year-old Martin Richard, who died in the Boston Marathon Massacre, would you be asking that question? So I just wanted to start with that. But let's just even begin. In Guatemala recently, they captured 100 ISIS-related terrorists from the Middle East and deported them. Now, these are just the people that they caught. So this is going on. And if there's 100 ISIS jihadist terrorists in Guatemala, you know, what else is there? And where are they infiltrating and what are they doing?
It's amazing how the simplistic among us will look at the video and the photos of the caravan, and as their response to the warnings about radical Islam terrorism, they'll say, well, basically, I don't see anyone in Muslim garb in these photos. It's like they're not going to be holding a sign saying, here I am.
Yeah, it's just exactly. But look, just this whole debate is very strange in the sense of why would we even want to negate or downplay this? The bottom line, I mean, look, Iran has declared war on the United States. ISIS is boasting that it's infiltrating migrants in general with their terrorists to come to our territory. Let's even forget violent jihad for a second. There is what is called Hijra. Jihad by immigration. We have an ideology that's at war with us. So there's violent jihad, but there's jihad by other forms. And so they very well boast that they're also taking over the kafir lands, the unbeliever lands, with numbers, numerically. So there's many forms in which this takes. But let's even get back for a second. For instance, it's been very well documented. There's a real problem with Hezbollah's presence in Latin America in general, and it's growing. So we've got Hezbollah growing in Latin America. We've got just what happened in Guatemala at the border. Look, just go to Robert Spencer. Google his article, Caravan Jihad, Robert Spencer, and he documents everything. In that article, on the bottom of that article, he has link after link after link of all the people from the Middle East and Middle Easterners constantly, every year, being caught at the border. And we're talking about jihadists and people trying to perpetrate jihad. This doesn't go into the media, into the establishment media, but this is happening daily, weekly, and monthly. Look, things that people don't want to talk about. Obama's DHS secretary, Jay Johnson, considered the migrants crossing into the border from the Middle East, the Islamic migrants coming through the border. He considered it such a serious problem that he organized in 2016 a massive government initiative to counter this problem. This happened under Obama. So this is a problem. And I repeat, if ISIS is boasting that it's doing this, if we know that these elements are below our border trying to come in, we know what's already happened with these awful terrorist attacks on our territory, why would anybody in their right mind not want to protect this country and our citizens?
Well, it's a matter of race, it's a matter of naivety, it's a matter of pandering, all of the above. We're talking with Jamie Glashoff, who is Front Page Mag editor, also author of the book Jihadist Psychopath, How He Was Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us. Jamie Glashoff, GLAZOV.com and frontpagemag.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's also overlooking the fact you mentioned the numbers game before with infiltration. Is it ridiculous to think that an organization would toss 500 or 600 into a caravan with the hopes of maybe a dozen or two dozen actually make it through and still accomplish the cause?
Absolutely. Look, you know what I want to stress today, what this whole mentality facilitates, because there's also, as you said, you're right, you know, it's multi-layered here. There's naivete, there's denial, there's ignorance, but let us not forget the role of malice and destruction. And that's what the left is. There can be no other reason for this. Look, just very quickly, let's just look at this. Phil Haney, former Department of Homeland Security officer, during the Obama administration, Phil Haney, and I encourage you to invite him on your show one of these days, he was conducting investigations of Islamist networks working in this country and Islamist networks coming in and out of this country. Now, guess what happened? Obama's people came in and shut that investigation down. Oh, it was very politically incorrect. Why are you profiling and stereotyping Muslims? You should be following the nuns around down the street down there at that Catholic convent. Why aren't you giving them equal monitoring and profiling? So they shut that investigation down. What ended up happening? Saeed Farouk and Tashin Malik murdered in a jihadist killing spree American citizens at their Christmas party in San Bernardino. Yeah. It turns out that Saeed Farouk and Tashin Malik were part of the networks that Haney was investigating. Now, Haney has disclosed and unveiled that if he had been allowed to conduct his investigations properly, Tashin Malik and Saeed Farouk would have been stopped in their tracks, and those Americans would still be alive, and their parents would not be weeping and crying today. The Obama administration has blood on its hands, and this whole attitude of, oh, well, it's not that big of a threat, let's not profile, oh, what's this wall for, fear-mongering, that whole attitude right there costs lives.
We have to wrap up. I don't want to leave without getting into your book a bit, Jihadist Psychopath, because you help explain when you bring an understanding of the methods, I think you add to the motivation to find the ways to stop the methods and end the threat, and that's something you certainly do with Jihadist Psychopath.
Well, absolutely. You know, I show that what Islam is doing to the West today is exactly what psychopaths do to their victims. There's a charming seduction stage. Once they get their claws into you, other steps begin where they keep you imprisoned. You know, they play the victim, they use the pity card, all kinds of stuff. So that's for another time, perhaps, Chris. I will say there are things we can do. And some of the things we're doing is what we're doing right now, is telling the truth, getting the information out, and not being afraid of their slanders and their accusations when they point the finger and say racist, Islamophobe, white supremacist, and all those stupid and malicious slanders and libels. The key is to make a threat assessment. That's what we were unable to do during the Obama administration. We could not make a threat assessment. Sun Tzu taught, in order to defeat the enemy, you got to know the enemy. So in other words, we got to label the enemy. And thank God for Donald Trump, because when he came into power and he started saying, as we know, the words Islam, jihad, radical Islam, these were words that the Obama administration refused to use, and it enabled jihad against us. Jihad denial enables jihad. Let us make a threat assessment. If we know the enemy, we can protect our lives against him.
His book is Jihadist Psychopath, How He Is Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us. He is editor of Front Page Magazine, jamieglassoff.com, frontpagemag.com. Jamie Glassoff, you are the presenter of the truth and the facts. That is what we need, and thank you for being here.
You're very kind. Thank you so much.